Hello and welcome to VIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the VIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The theme of today's program will be musicians once removed from Bix, and I will explain what I mean by that in a minute. For the modern musician, I will turn to Ride Cooder and will play a couple of selections of, from his album Jazz. Well, let's start with musicians once removed from Bix. What I mean is musicians who played with Bix. The two that I have in mind for today's program are Annette Henshaw and Roger Wolfcon. And the links between each of these two musicians and Bix are, of course, Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti. Well, let's start with Annette Henshaw, the personality girl. Most biographies state that Annette Henshaw was born in New York on October 18, 1910. However, I recently heard that That date is incorrect, and that maybe she was born in 1901. Now let me read from the liners of an album called Annette Henshaw, The Personality Girl, 1932-1934. It is a Sunbeam P511 album, and the liners are written by Chris Ellis. Chris Ellis is the English singer with the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra, the group organized by Dick Sodhalter when he was in England, and I have played a couple of selections from albums from the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Anyway, this is what Chris Ellis says. When she was only 15 years old, Wally Rose, an A&R man for the old Pathé company, heard her sing at a party and suggested a recording test. For the occasion, she sang a medley of popular songs of the day, accompanying herself on the piano, and unused recording techniques, finished with a spoken, "That's all." Those words were to become her catchphrase, ending many of her over 180 titles that she recorded. From the first, she was giving the cream of New York's session musicians to accompany her on disc: Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Phil Napoleon, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Mugsy Spanier, and Red Nichols are just a few of the best known. She projected a warmth and simplicity that came through without apparent effort and seemed to have an instinctive understanding for a lyric that enabled her to tackle ballads, novelty songs, tongue-in-cheek takeoffs of Helen Boo Boo Padoo Kane, or torch songs with equal success. But always she sang with a natural feeling for jazz that made Tommy Dorsey, a not notably difficult man to please, once refer to her as a musician's singer. Well, let's get started with the music. I would like to play a couple of recordings from 1926. The first one will be Black Bottom. She's accompanied by Red Nichols on trumpet, perhaps cornet, Miff Mall on trombone, Jimmy Lytle on clarinet, Irving Brodsky on piano, and an unknown banjo, an unknown bassoon, bass bassoon. That will be followed by Don't Take That Black Bottom Away, recorded in October of 1926. She's accompanied by the Redheads, and these are Red Nichols, Miff Mall on trombone, perhaps Jimmy Lytle on clarinet, Willie White on piano, John Kelly perhaps on banjo, and Joe Tarter perhaps on bass bassoon. The composition of the groups accompanying Annette Henshaw that I have given are from Brian Rust's jazz discography. So here are Black Bottom and Don't Take That Black Bottom Away by Annette Henshaw in 1926.
But it makes the doggies feel like strutting around. By watching, they found a way to imitate it. I know they exaggerated, but I wish that you could see the dance that they found. Every high-brown gal in a bonbon buddy go down where the flats are muddy to do a step that soon will be renowned. They call it Black Bottom. You twist them, you've got them. Oh, sister, they clap their hands and do a raggedy drop. It's hot. Old fellows with long bago and high yellows, away they go. They jump right in and give it all they've got. They say that when that river bottom covered with ooze starts in the swarm, couples dance is the movement they use. Just like a worm, Black Bottom, a new rhythm. When you bottom, you go with them to that black bottom hole that they've known.
Life of the party, one you go every day. that hot rhythm kept me with them. Now they want to take it away. I'm crying. Can take my coat and hat, take away my dog and my cat, but don't take away that black bottom. Black bottom can take the sun away. Leave me with those clouds of gray, but don't take that black bottom away. Hey, hey. Every time I do that dance, I lose my self-control. It has taken full possession of my very soul. So just take everything you can. You can even take my man, but don't take that black bottom away. Take our poison alcohol. I won't miss that stuff at all, but don't take away that black bottom. Black bottom begged away those sexy plays where they scream the woman pays. But don't take that black bottom away. Hey, hey. When they threw that chimney dance, I really didn't mind. When the Charleston got passé, I never wept or pined. But at the close of every day, on my knees you'll hear me praying, don't take that black bottom away.
Isn't she fantastic? Well, that was very early, Annette Henshaw, 1926. Now I would like to play a couple of recordings from much later on. First, Let's Fall in Love, recorded on February 3rd, 1934. And the musicians in the orchestra are Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Jack T. Garden on trombone, Joe Cordaro on clarinet, an unknown tenor sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Joe Maresco on piano, and Perry Botkin on guitar, Art Bernstein on bass, and Larry Gomar on drums. That will be followed by Would You Like to Take a Walk, with Manny Klein on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Rube Bloom on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Art Bernstein on bass. That was recorded in January 20, 1931. So here is now Annette Henshaw in the 1930s.
Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be. Or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I'm falling, love is calling, why be shy? Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it, let's take a chance, why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in
Huckleberry. What you're after is a girl. We're both in luck, for introductions are not necessary. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the where's it, you need a who's it to lean upon. But when you have no who's it to hug and what's it, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that. Something gonna happen soon. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Ba-dum, bum, bum. Isn't this a pretty tune? Song it sings, you can hear it everywhere. When you see the little roses turning up their noses, something good'll come from that. When you see a butterfly, nodding to a buttercup, When you hear a little cricket chirping in the thicket, something good'll come from that.
The last recording is not listed in Brian Rust's jazz discography, so I guess it's not jazz, but it's lovely stuff anyway, isn't it? This Annette Henshaw segment is dedicated to Terry, who is an Annette Henshaw fan. Well, let's now play two more selections from Annette Henshaw. These now will be from an intermediate time. I'm going to play from two recordings from 1927. The first one would be I Like What You Like, recorded in June of that year, and it will be followed by Who? You? That's Who. And she's accompanied by four of the giants of jazz from the 1920s. Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Vic Burton on drums and chimes. So here is Annette Henshaw in 1927. Can't stop from interrupting. I hadn't heard that recording for a while. That is fantastic stuff. Incidentally, you heard a piano in there, and of course that was Adrian Rollini, who played so many instruments and was such a talented fellow. Well, let's get back to the music.
Everywhere nowadays, about that question asking craze, that says too much. some questions too. I'd like to ask you just a few. I know the answer, so do you. Who's got the cutest eyes? Who's got what satisfies who? You, that's who. Who would I love to pet? Who is so hard to get? Who? You, that's who. Who's positively just as sweet as can be? Who's that and made you order for me? Gee, who have I got to win? Who simply must give in? Who? You, that's who.
That was great stuff. They should have called themselves Joe Venuti's Blue Five. Well, let's get a couple of recordings from Roger Wolf-Kahn. He was the son of Otto Kahn, the millionaire art patron, and in the mid to late 20s and early 30s, Roger Wolf-Kahn had a very successful band and made a lot of recordings. He had a lot of talent in his band, and I'm going to play one recording from 1925, very early, and another one from 1928. From November 13, 1925, this is probably my favorite version of I'm Sitting on Top of the World, with Roger Wolf-Kahn directing, Tommy Gott and Leo McConville on trumpet, Chuck Gamble on trombone, Arnold Brillhart, Owen Bartlett on clarinet and alto sax, Harold Stir on clarinet and tenor sax, Joe Venuti and Joe Raymond on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Dominic Romeo on banjo, Arthur Campbell on bass bassoon, and Vic Burton on drums. I will follow that with Say Yes Today, recorded on February 8, 1928, with Tommy Gott and Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Alfie Evans clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax, Arnold Brillhart on clarinet and alto sax, Harold Stir on clarinet and tenor sax, Joe Venuti and Joe Raymond on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Arthur Gamble on bass bassoon, Stan King on drums. So here is a very nice band, Roger Wolf-Kahn and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Did you get a load of that trombone solo by Miff Mall? Another giant of jazz. Well, let's turn to modern musician now. I want to play one recording by Ry Cooder. Ry Cooder is a composer, musicologist. He plays guitar. He's made a lot of recordings. He started, I guess, in Southern California in the early 60s, playing mostly blues and folk music. In 1978, he produced an album entitled Jazz, and that goes back to the early days of ragtime and American jazz. He recorded in this LP three of mixed compositions, In a Mist, Flashes, and Davenport Blues, and I will play Flashes, a guitar solo by Ry Cooder. ¶¶ I must admit that I'm not much into popular music in the States after the 1930s, but I must admit that this 1978 rendition of Flashes is quite decent. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.